Chris Lorton here, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. My guest today, Roger Scheffel. Welcome, Roger.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Oh, glad to have you. So, Roger, I see you're all dressed up in your working clothes today.
Yeah, what do you got going on? Got the work clothes on, yeah. I just came from work, going back to work when I leave. Work over at Tri-County FS here in town.
Okay. What do you do for Tri-County?
My official title, Chris, is safety manager / logistics manager. I kind of take care of the safety and regulatory part of it over there, fill out all the reports, things like that.
I see.
As well as in busy season, as the orders come in, they come to me. And I have a guy that helps me in the office there, Matt Steinacher from Carrollton. And Matt and I do the tickets, and we dispatch the work to the equipment. In other words, we kind of pick and choose who does what field and where they go and what piece of equipment goes where in the county, and try to get things systematically done, you know, keep people in a certain area and try to do it as efficient as we can.
Keep it organized. Yes.
Correct. Yep.
Always got to have somebody like that.
Yeah, well, hopefully we do a decent job. We seem to be successful, so we're getting along all right.
So, Roger, you grew up here in Jersey,
correct?
Right?
All my life, yes.
Yep. And then you're married?
I am married. Married Renee Skinner. We've been married. We celebrated 35 years in August.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And you got some kids, grandkids?
Got six grandkids. Renee and I didn't have any children herself. Renee had two children when we got married. And then I'm Papa. I am the grandpa. So the kids' biological dad passed away, I think, 17 years ago or so. Uh-huh. So I'm kind of the father figure and pretty proud of it.
Do you like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. Now, you know, we were talking a little bit before the show, and you've been into a lot of things. You've done a lot of things in your life. You've been around. When you got out of high school, you started working on the farm, you said?
Yep, worked for Dad on the farm, out on the range line just north of Delhi. That's where I grew up. And did that for a while, then kind of got into the nightclub business. I started working the door for Bill Killian down at the Night Gallery.
Oh, that was a hopping place.
Oh, yeah. Yep, years ago. And went from there and actually started working for a gentleman down in Arnold, Missouri, running a bowling alley down there.
Uh-huh.
And then went from there back to Bill. Bill had a nightclub in Arnold. And I got to working for him down there. Worked at Stages for a while, too.
I see.
All
these jobs working the door?
No, actually, I did work as a bouncer, and then
that kind of working at the door?
Well, bouncer? Yeah, true. Yeah. We call it the door. You either take money at the door or you work the floor.
Okay.
As a bouncer, you would work the floor. And then I also was an assistant manager at Secrets down in Arnold, Missouri.
Wow.
And from there, went on to get a job working with the monster truck Bigfoot.
The old Bigfoot truck.
Yeah.
Now, that's still going around, right?
Operating? They're still big. They sold their shop in Florissant, and now they're in Pacific, Missouri.
All right.
Pacific, yeah.
And, you know, Puppy. Ron?
Ron Bachman.
Ron Bachman.
Better known as Puppy around here.
Yep.
He was
a big dude.
Oh, yeah. Good friend of mine. Puppy and I were friends for over 30 years. I'd say we were best friends. And, we got to working together at Secrets, the nightclub in Arnold, Missouri. He was my doorman down there.
Okay.
When I was manager. And, of course, you know him. He's
How tall was he?
Puppy was 6'11".
Yeah. Yeah,
6'11", and that's pretty much flat-footed in tennis shoes. He was a big boy.
And how much do you think he weighed?
I'd say he went up and down like an elevator, like we all do. I always tell people I've lost about 1,100 pounds since high school. But, but anyway, I don't know. He was... high threes, maybe 400 pounds, at his biggest. He was a big boy. He played football for Nebraska.
Yeah.
And
I remember that. Played tackle.
Yep. Yep. We were good buddies. He passed away in 2018, August of 18.
Yes, I remember that.
Yep.
So you did that, and then you got in the bar business.
I did. If you remember, the Bigfoot organization had what they called the fast tracks, the vehicle on tracks. And that was built for me. That was going to be my vehicle to debut. I was just traveling as a crewman with the trucks. Did a little driving, a little car crushing, But the Fast Tracks was going to be mine, and I was supposed to debut that at the Pontiac Silverdome. And about 2-3 weeks before that, I decided to go another route and become world famous. I bought the diner here in town, the tavern. So that didn't work out too well being world famous, but I did meet my wife there. So it was the right move to make.
That's how I met my wife. I
had to buy a bar. There you go. Medicine, you and Brenda.
Did you like buy her drinks every time she came in?
Oh, and not all her so friends? Much that. It just kind of started paying attention, and one thing led to another. And before long, we were probably having a steak for two at Bush's. You know, back in those days, that's where you went for a date. Here we are, 35 years later. It turned out real well for me.
And then you were a crane operator?
I did. I got out of the bar business when we decided to get married. I thought this is not going to mix being a married man. So I started working for Hulcher Services. My shop was in Granite City. It's there nationwide. But railroad wrecking crane, I ran a 100-ton crane for them and would go out and work on train wrecks. And I did that for about 3 years.
Literally a train wreck.
Correct. Derailments. Yeah. With the cranes, not so much out on the mainline wrecks, the big wrecks, but we would do a lot of small stuff like in the rail yards and things like that with the cranes.
I bet that was interesting.
It was an interesting job. The thing I probably didn't like about it, being a newlywed at the time, was being on 24-hour call. The phone could ring at 2 a.m. You might be gone for 3-4 days with no prior warning. And I just didn't care for that.
Yeah, I can understand that. So you did that for a while, and then what?
Got in 91, I got to working with Steve Russell and Robin Schroeder and myself, and we teamed up and with the help of the Wagner family out of Rockbridge, Illinois. We started Wagner Seed and Supply here in town.
Yeah.
And worked there, did that for, oh gosh, several years. And then in 2014, Tri-County FS bought out the Jerseyville location for Wagner's. And I kind of went with the deal and been with Tri-County ever since, and it's been great. I've made a couple moves up with them, and great organization, good people to work for.
Oh, I know they are great people. And the Wagners are great people,
too. Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, nothing against the Wagners. They treated me like royalty.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, great people.
And you're also in the real estate business, right?
I am. In 2007, I got my real estate license. Went to work for Ralph Twitchell with Twitchell Real Estate here in town. And basically, Ralph was an old farmer, and me being from the farm, we sold a lot of farmland. I did quite a bit of residential and a little commercial, too, as well. And then about 11 years ago, I kind of partnered up with Angie Blaza, and we formed Modern Realty, and still have that today.
And where's your office located?
It's on right on Main Street, 110 South Main.
110 South Main. And you guys are doing residential, farm. What all do you sell?
Residential, farm, commercial. Angie does a little bit of property management, not much, but a little bit. And, I don't get out and beat the bushes as much as I used to, Chris. I'll be honest with my new position at Tri-County. I'm pretty busy there and just don't take the time on the real estate as much as I used to. But if I get a phone call, I do my best to make things happen for people.
And you keep your license up.
Oh, so. Absolutely. I work too hard to get it to let it go. And I'm also a licensed auctioneer as well.
Oh, yeah. So you worked in the auction business?
I did. I worked in the auction business a little bit years ago with Mike Pro, and I always had an interest in it. And once I got into real estate, started seeing a lot of land auctions slipping away from just, typical realty listings. So I thought, well, I'm going to get my auctioneer's license and try this out. And I have had 3, 4, 5 good land sales, and it's been a good move for me.
In the auction business, you have to go to school to learn how to talk like that?
I went to Missouri Auction School. I think it's one of the oldest auction schools in the nation. It was about a week-long course down in Missouri. I traveled down there every day and went down there every day for a week to do my auction schooling down there. A lot of it is the chant. Some guys have a beautiful chant. I enjoy listening to some auctioneers. Mine is just basically the basic chant they teach you. I kept it slow, but you can understand me. And some of them, people say, well, I don't even know what I'm bidding. But you can always understand what I'm doing because I do it slow and easy.
Yeah. And did you have to, like, do some exercises and stuff?
Oh,
with
yeah.
Your mouth?
They get you with that. They get you into the breathing, which, I don't do a lot of auctions now, so I would get out of breath probably if I was really getting into a hot one. I had a gun sale a couple years ago, sold all the guns out for Denny Ferguson here in town, and we had a big sale. And that was about 6 hours on the block, and it was
well, I
it,
bet.
It wore you out. It wore you out. We sold like 140 guns, and oh gosh, Denny had tens of thousands of rounds of ammunition we sold and some other paraphernalia. And had a good sale, but yeah. 6 hours on the block with no break is pretty challenging, especially since I hadn't done it for a while. I just don't do them that often.
If somebody calls you though, will you do it?
I will.
Maybe.
You know, the household auctions and the estate auctions, you know, now everybody carries a cell phone and everybody puts it on Marketplace. And by the time they get done with Marketplace and they get done with the family getting what they want, it doesn't leave much but just a bunch of junk for the auctioneer to clean up.
I see.
So it's not as profitable as it used to be. I kind of tend to hang more to the real estate and the farm sales as far as the auctions go.
Hey, if you're just joining us, this is the Local Spotlight Show, and I have Roger Scheffel with me. Definitely a local here in the Jersey County. Now, Roger, there's kind of an interesting thing that you're involved in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and we want to talk about that for sure. And you're a paranormal investigator.
I am, yes.
A ghost hunter.
A ghost hunter, that's right, yes.
And tell me, how did you get into ghost
hunting?
Well,
we talked a little bit about Puppy there a while ago, my buddy, and him and I kind of got into that. Oh, gosh, it's probably been 13, 14 years ago. Started out slow, just maybe exploring old houses, you know, around the county and this and that. I could tell stories forever on us exploring things and barns and that. But then we got involved with the gals that was kind of doing it a little bit on, they didn't have it a large scale at the Cheney Mansion here in town.
Yeah.
Historical Society, which I sit on the board of the Historical Society, and they own the Cheney Mansion here in town, and it's quite haunted. It's a haunted location.
It is.
For sure. For sure. I was the biggest skeptic in the world, Chris.
Well, I'm a little
until
bit,
I wasn't.
I'm a little bit of a skeptic myself.
Well,
so
we'll
you might
get,
have to convince
we'll
me.
Have to get you up there and see if we can't sway you the other direction.
Okay. Well, yeah. Tell me about it.
Well, I just got...
What made you not a skeptic?
Well, the first true piece of evidence I caught, we do what's called EVPs, electronic voice phenomenon. And you take I got one right here, a digital voice recorder. And you can turn that on. And these things hear like, I can compare it to a dog's hearing. They hear like a dog. They can hear things that you won't hear with your normal ears. And you turn that on, and we even use high-definition microphones on them. We were in the basement of the Cheney Mansion. And as you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but the Cheney Mansion, back in the day when it was the Little Red House, a tavern and stagecoach stop here in town, it was part of the Underground Railroad.
Yes, I
and there
that.
Is a small room in the basement we call the slave quarters. It's a dry cistern is what it is. It's a false cistern. And it is where the slaves would be hidden on their path north, on their journey north.
I've seen that. That's pretty cool.
Puppy and I were in the basement one night investigating, had our recorder on, and he asked the question, are there any slaves in the basement tonight? Of course, we heard nothing. Later on, we played the recording back, and the digital recorder caught the words, who you telling? Just as plain as you and I are talking right now.
Oh, no.
Yes. And we looked at each other, and it was Katie bar the door then. I mean, we started buying equipment, and we were hooked.
Well,
we
what kind of hooked. Equipment do you buy?
Oh, gosh. Well, we started out small with, like, the digital recorders, maybe a digital camera. And then we got into some of what they call EMF meters. You saw these on TV back years ago when the ghost hunting shows first started. They were called K2s. And they had the little lights that light up, and they measure electromagnetic fields, EMF. So then, you know, you get into ghost boxes, and now I've got, between me and my nephew, Matt Eschbach, who helps me out up the mansion, we own a lot of equipment. We own a lot of the pieces you see on the TV shows today. Spend a lot of time up there. Renee says I should have my mail sent there. I'm there so, that much. But
So what else have you discovered up there at the Cheney Mansion?
Oh, I've, you know, now in the 14, 15 years I've been doing it, and I've actually took over the paranormal investigation part of it in 2018. So I'm the guy that if you book the mansion, you're going to book it through me. But I've pretty much seen it all up there now.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, there's a lot of people listening to us today that probably, oh, this guy's crazy. But like I said, I was the biggest skeptic in the world until I wasn't. And
well, what makes a ghost, why do ghosts go to one spot or stay? What's
you know,
up with that?
And sometimes they don't. Now, we do have some that are there all the time. The last Cheney to live there, P.D. Cheney.
So they come and go.
They can come and go through what's called, and I don't name these things. I'm just quoting what some of the other people in the field have discovered, but that's what's called a vortex. that can open. And I believe I've been there a time or two when we had a vortex open.
Yeah.
And
is that like a door or something?
It's like a door. Okay. It's like a door to the other side, and the spirits can pass back and forth. Some of them stay a while. Some of them come and go. Some of them have been there, you know, been there since the start, since they were there. P.D. Cheney is still there.
He is.
He is still there.
How do you know?
Well, we've had him talk to us on some of our different pieces of equipment.
Yeah.
We have what's called a phasma box, and he's answered some questions directly. We have what's called an SLS camera, and if you've watched any of the ghost shows, it will show the spirits in a form of like a stick figure. Uh-huh. And we've had him show up. Actually, his son, Charles Cheney, was there one evening and ghost hunted with us. Charles lives, he's 80, I think 81 now, hasn't been back in town for a while. He's in poor health. But Charles actually came to town during one of our apple festivals and stayed that night and ghost hunted with us. And he made contact with his father in what we call PD's room, the master bedroom upstairs. And PD would actually do what Charles asked him to do. He came up and stood next to him, put his hand on his shoulder, and then he went over and patted the floor. PD was a heavy smoker and threw his cigarette butts out on the floor. And I don't know if you've ever been in the mansion or not, but next to the bed in the master bedroom, there's a ton of cigarette burns on the floor. I don't know how he kept from burning the place down.
I'll be darned.
And so, most any piece of Cheney furniture that has made it back to us and we have in the house is marked by a cigarette burn on top from him leaving one lit, you know, and all the mantles in the house, all the fireplace mantles have got burn marks on them. He was quite a piece of work, P.D. Cheney was.
Yeah, he kind of dressed like an officer or general. Or
he had
was in the service.
No, he had a wool Union blue uniform made from the Union Army in the Civil War, and he wore that to several celebrations and such. He's actually buried in that uniform at Oak Grove Cemetery.
I'll be darned.
So, yeah.
Hey, but let's get on to these bookings. And you were telling me you had people come to do some ghost hunting at the mansion.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
From Chicago, Indiana, Canada, Florida, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
All over
the country. All over the country. Yep.
How do they find you?
Well, we have a website, CheneyMansion.net. We have a really nice website that's put together. We have a Facebook page out there, Cheney Mansion Jerseyville Facebook page. And a lot of hearsay, the paranormal world, the paranormal community, if you will, I guess. A lot of hearsay, and people talk to us about it. Of course, right down the road to us is one of the hauntest little towns in America is Alton.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've heard anyway. Very haunted town, a lot of haunted locations. Mineral Springs Hotel, which I've investigated several times.
What makes ghosts want to come to a certain town a certain area?
Like Alton, for instance. There again, I don't claim to be an expert, but everything I read and hear about this this energy that the spirit world gives off, a good conductor of that is water and limestone. And I don't know of too many towns that would have more water and limestone than Alton. So, I guess that has a lot to do with it.
You know, I live in a pretty old house, over 100 years old, and it's got a limestone basement foundation.
Yep.
Or walls, limestone walls. So you think there's possibility the ghosts would be in there?
One way to find out. We can bring some equipment some night and set up and see if we get anything.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. That house is loud. It talks a lot. I mean, just like cracks and creaks and carries on. So I don't know if that probably doesn't have anything to do with it. But
well, not usually.
Yeah.
Not usually, no.
So if people want to book this, they go online to book it?
You can go online to book it. You can just get a hold of me. My cell is 618-535-5017. You can just get a hold of me. You can get a hold of the Historical Society, and they can get, put in touch, leave a message for me, and that's 618-498-3514, Jersey County Historical Society.
And if all else fails, if you get everything, call the station. We can hook you up with Roger.
Sure. So. But like I said, CheneyMansion.net is our website. And there's a place on there where you can send a response form to me, and we have a calendar there so you can see what days are open and what isn't as far as investigations.
So, okay, you book one, and how many people usually? What's a good number?
Group of eight. Costs $300, and our regular time is we start the investigations at 6 p.m. To 1 a.m. Now, we can adjust that to fit your schedule and that. Typically, if these groups come from around the country, they're what I call like professionals, and they have their own equipment in this and that. So I basically just are there keeping an eye on things. We have one thing everybody likes about the house is I have security cameras all over the house. We have 17 cameras in the house. And from the sunroom on the back of the mansion, we can sit and watch virtually the entire house, basement, attic, everything. Kind of makes lazy ghost hunters out of you because it's fun to just sit there and watch the cameras and see what you see.
What do you see?
Well, a lot of orbs, which most people will argue that orbs are dust. And I will agree. There's a lot of dust. There's a lot of insects that you catch. But once you've done it long enough, you can learn to tell the difference. And I mean, we can't show it on radio, of course, but I've got some video on my phone. I can show you when we're done. And I can show you the difference between dust and an actual orb. An orb is like a ball of light, and it's energy. It's a light anomaly, they call it.
Okay. You know the movie Ghostbusters?
Correct.
Is there any realism there on that?
No, really.
I mean, I'm just talking about the way they did it.
Not really.
No.
I mean, I can't say that, I've heard tell, but I've never seen it done or met of anybody that made them. But I've heard that people are trying to make traps and things like that. But I can't see that being accurate.
Right. Okay. So anyway, that's great. Anything else before we wrap this up that you want to add to this?
The only thing I would like to say, Chris, is I've got some names here I'd like to read. I got some people that help us out up there as far as, and it's all volunteer work up there at the Historical Society. We're a 501c not-for-profit. Everything's volunteer. And Matt Eschbach, he helps me out a lot. Julia Harrelson, Bobby Abbott, Rhonda Darty, Sherry Rogue, and Vicki Watkins, and all those gals, and Matt, they all, if I can't be there as a host, if the mansion's booked, they'll be there. And all of them are very knowledgeable about the paranormal. It's an interesting thing. And we could talk,
I could talk
all day on it.
Well,
I love it.
It sounds really cool. I had no idea that you did this,
but
I did know that people came from out of town because I met some people that in the bar several years ago came from Chicago and they were going to the Shaney Mansion and they were telling me about it. I go, really?
Yep.
Sound interesting. So
yep.
Anyway,
and I would say that and talking to you here on the local radio, get some local people, get some groups together and come up because that's some of the most fun. We get people there that haven't done it before. Don't think you got to go out and buy equipment because we'll use all of ours.
Well, you know
we've got several pieces. You know, get a digital recorder app loaded onto your cell phone, and you got a camera there on your cell phone. That's all you need.
Oh yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. And actually, we're going to do it.
I got some
folks I know will be interested.
Another thing I thought about last night after we talked about doing this is I've seen or heard in the past, you know, radio shows doing maybe a Halloween night or something, doing a live broadcast from the location.
I'm
more than happy to do that anytime you want to do it.
All right. We're up for anything.
Sure.
Here at WJBM.
Sure.
So thanks for coming in. And Roger Shuffle, you have a great time out there. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Thanks a lot.